The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No pressure. You're going to love it. I know this is a ridiculous hypothetical.
Okay.
But I want to get you on the record on this one. The Cavs can get the second best start to a season in NBA history, meaning you go 16-0 or better, but you don't get to 24-0. Or you can win the NBA Cup. Which one is a bigger accomplishment?
I want the NBA Cup, Nick.
Why?
Get me the NBA Cup.
What is it about the NBA Cup?
No. Well, no, it doesn't have much to it yet. I don't know that it ever will.
Do you think it's going to age well?
Well, so something I learned today about the NBA Cup, and I didn't know. I have no idea if you know this or not going into it, but I was just oblivious to it all as I was inundated with one of the 12 million videos as the NBA teaches you about the NBA Cup ahead of the NBA Cup. I didn't know they chose with the group staging that they have. The NBA. And I don't know who's on this panel. They just have a panel that selects who's in what group, and they do it every single season.
Yeah.
And so, like, they clearly believed in putting us in the same group as Boston. They clearly believed we weren't one of the top three teams in the East.
I believe that is true, yeah.
It's bonkers insulting.
I'm actually just surprised. One, you're correct, but that's exactly how this goes if you're in Cleveland. I'm not surprised by the fact that some... It's like,
who's in this mysterious NBA boardroom putting together the group stages?
I just would love it.
How do I get to be a part of this?
I actually would just love it if it's the guys from TNT. They just get
like Charles Barkley?
Like Shaq just brings 10 Shaqaroni pizzas. And it's just those four dudes. Man, no, that's not where Cleveland belongs. No, this is where Boston belongs. I would just love it if that was the case.
I mean, you can go down the line and you can see exactly where they started just ranking out the teams in the East and just go 1-1-1-1-1-1, and then we end up with Boston because they thought we were the fourth best team in the East.
Paul Pierce. That's who's got to be on. Paul Pierce has the worst takes in basketball. That's who it's got to be. We'll get back to this. 216-474-0092. You can have either the second best start to an NBA season ever, which means 16-0 or better, or win the NBA Cup this year. Which one of those sounds better to you? What sounds good to me right now, JP, is talking with Cavs analyst Mr. Cavaliers himself, Austin Carr, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. AC, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Well, thank you. How you doing?
Doing very well. Happy to have you. Always great to catch up with you. I got to ask you, how invested are you in the Cavs making a run at the Warriors 24-0 best start to the season record?
Well, that's a long way away, so I don't really get caught up in it. I'm just looking at day-to-day progress and how we play, because when we get to maybe 20, if we get to 20, then I'll start thinking about it. Right now, it's a little too early for me.
AC, what is it you believe Atkinson does at such a high level that has gotten this team turned around?
Well, I think he understands spacing. And I think that was what was getting us, by the two guards, we're having trouble playing together because they crowded each other. Now they don't do that. And he's done a great job in kind of, what I would say, separating them and put them in areas where they can do their thing and not interfere with the other guy or the other. I mean, it's amazing how just a little tweak here and a tweak there, and the mindset's different now. I mean, when Kenny addresses the team, even if things have been negative, he does it in a positive way, in kind of a let's do the – almost like a couple games ago, just to give you an idea, a couple games ago when they were going down the stretch and they were down the 13, he says, look, let's embrace the moment because we're going to have this later on in the season. So let's embrace it. Let's enjoy it. Let's see what we can do with it. And that kind of, as a player, that takes your mind off of the pressure of the situation, and you worry and you get focused more into how to relieve the situation. And that, those little things, he does quite a bit. And so it's been a nice way to start. We've got a long, long way to go. I liken it to the watching football. It's not a football season where each game has a real meaningful. I mean, most of the NBA is so long, and I separate it by months. I go each month. I want to have a 500 or better record each month. That way, you don't get yourself caught up in looking too far ahead. But I just think that he's done a super job of getting the team mentally in another mindset to where now the team looks like they're ready to really explode. I mean, when I look at the management of the team, I think they went back and they looked at this last season and they saw where we were 18-2 in that 120 game stretch, and what they did was went out and find somebody that would coach the team that way. And it seems like it's working tremendously, because when you play more than 7-8 guys, believe me, the whole locker room is invested in the outcome of the games, and you can just feel it, the energy level that they bring to the court.
AC, coming into the season, what were your expectations for this team in terms of how far they would go in the playoffs?
Oh, well, you know, really, I knew we had enough to get back there. But I didn't know if we would have what it would take to make that next step, because next step we're looking at getting to the finals in the East. But you don't want to get that far ahead when you got so much of the season there. But that's what I was hoping for. And the way we're going now, if we can stay healthy, we might have an opportunity to get to that point. I mean, right now, when you look at the standings now, it's weird because it's only got us and the Celtics. Everybody else is around 500. It's really a real, but you know, as the season goes on, teams are going to start getting their acts together. I think because we were all the same and we've been the same for a while, that we had a little lead on everybody because we know each other and we didn't have to get adjusted. But it's going to be interesting to see. I'm looking for, you know, like I said, I'm one that doesn't like to get ahead of myself. But I'm looking for Eastern Conference Finals is what I'm looking for.
Evan Mobley touching the ball a lot more these days, and it's paying off. Yeah. What kind of turning of the corner have you seen with him?
Oh, well, first of all, he's much more aggressive. And he's looking for his opportunities now, whereas before, they would have to hit him right in the middle of the face before he would even go after him. But now he's looking for him. He's creating his own advantages. And he has it's amazing what the training will do for you, because his aggressiveness has really stepped up. I mean, when he gets around that lane, boy, he is looking to put you in the basket. And that is something that he didn't have before. And I think that's going to turn out to be a godsend when we get closer to the end of the season, when things rev up physically, when teams get more involved in what's going on, we're going to definitely need him to be much more physical, just like he is now.
All right, AC, and we're joined by Austin Carr on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I threw out this hypothetical as you're coming on the show with us here. Mm-hmm. You can either get the second best start to a season ever in NBA history, going 16-0 or more, but not getting the Warriors record, or you can win the NBA in-season cup. Which would you rather happen in the next 2 months?
Well, that's a tough question there. I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm really invested in this streak we have going, But at the same time, you know, the Cup wouldn't be bad because, put it this way, the Cup did a marvelous mindset change for the Pacers. The Pacers, all of a sudden, since that tournament, the Pacers have been a whole different team mentally. And so they play different now. So I would probably say having a shot at the Cup would be something that would really help the Cavs get to that next level mentally thinking. See, because you have to look and feel and think of yourself in that vein. Otherwise, you never make it. So you have to kind of almost like they say, speak it into existence. You have to think it into existence if you want to get there. And I think winning that tournament would really take us to another level.
AC, I got to ask you, like 10 times a day, I think, I agree, go Cavs. Do you, how aware are you that tweet went as viral as it is, as it has, and has stayed around Cavs fans as often as it has?
Yeah, I never realized it would do, I didn't think it would do anything like that. I just, you know, I get excited before games, and I want to, because I'm still competitive, even though I don't play anymore. And I just went, you know, go Cavs, and now all of a sudden it's like, shoo! but it's just a thing to get everybody revved up and get them ready to go for the game.
Is it fun when people like just see you around and say, "I agree, go Cavs"? Because I would definitely do that, yeah, if you'd allow it.
Yeah, it does. It does. Because I mean, well, it makes me understand that people are paying attention, that they are on top of things, and it really it's just a good thing to have, as far as having all our fans join in together and become one, because that to me is how you also get to the top. Because I think our fans are learning how to affect the game. I mean, the Boston fans, the Knicks fans, they all know. I mean, it's not just about cheering. It's about understanding when your team needs a lift and how to give it to them. And we're learning that. We're getting that championship quality now.
AC, obviously we got to separate the LeBron era out of it because he won a championship. But, I mean, right, you've been around the Cavs the entirety of this organization's existence. What is your favorite non-LeBron era team?
Wow. My friend, probably other than our team, because that's one of the best teams I ever played on in my life, the Doherty era with Mark Price, and because I really thought that if they hadn't let Ron Harper go, they would have won the championship. You know, because they were the only team that could handle the Bulls then in the NBA, and I really thought they had an opportunity to do it. But they probably would be my best, other than our team, their team.
AC, where do you feel like the Cavs actually stack up in the East? I mean, Boston's got to be at the top, but are we firmly number two, or would you have us jostling with Boston even?
Well, I would say right now, I mean, because we haven't played, it's hard to say how we're set. I know we are right there neck and neck with them, and they know we're coming. They know we're coming now. When that time comes in a week or so, well, I think we play them in a week or so, I think, if I've got the schedule right, it's going to be like a playoff game, because now you're trying to set a tone to what the rest of the season is going to be like, because we got to play them four times. So, you know, it's going to be the kind of ball I like. I like it when it's like this, because that's what it's all about. I want to be challenged, and I want to play the best, go after the best. And I think the Cavs are in that same mode too, because the more we win, the more confidence we get, and the more they get used to the new style that the coach has them playing, and they get more confidence in it. And I'm just anxious to see how it's going to go up, how we go up against Boston, because what's happening now, you got all these teams, like the last game we played, everybody's going to give you their best shot now. And that's the way the Golden State's been playing for years. The Celtics have been playing for years, where they get the team's best shot. And when you conquer those type of situations on a consistent basis, And that means you are executing on both ends of the floor at a high level, and that's how you get to the championship.
I agree. Go Cavs.
Yeah. That's right.
AC, before we let you...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To go. What do you see as the potential speed bumps for this Cavs team?
Well, right now, the only thing I see it would be injury. You know, I mean, staying healthy. If you remember, LeBron used to always say, the best thing you can have going into the playoffs is good health. And that's going to be, you know, and we just got to knock on wood and hope that the good Lord smiles on us and hope that we stay healthy, because playing, and I think we have a good chance to stay that way, because we're not overusing anyone. And that is so important. I mean, Donovan, you can tell Donovan, by this time, after 12 games that we've played, Donovan would be starting to sag a little bit because he's playing over 35 minutes a game, and that wears you down and out. So I'm just thinking that injuries are going to be the only thing, because it seems like they are enjoying what they do. They enjoy each other, and when you have that kind of vibe going around a team, man, that is, you don't get that in professional ball that much, because everybody has their own agenda. And when you get guys all together and bringing that type of a vibe to the court every night, then you got a chance to do something.
AC, great stuff. We appreciate you. And go Cavs.
All right. Let's go. Good guy. Nice talking to you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
AC there. Austin Carr on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So that's what it it's like when somebody makes a funny comment and then you have to talk next. Because I was trying to get through that question and stumbling all over myself because I was trying to stifle the giggles of you hitting AC with the "I agree, go Cavs."
I agree, go Cavs.
Yeah, I honestly think
he loved it. I think,
like my grandpa always said,
which made me love it even more.
If you're in a disagreement with your wife, just say you may be right. Right. I think from now on I might replace that with "I agree, go Cavs."
That's my life. I don't think you guys understand. I say it like 10 times a day. I'm constantly like, I agree, go Cavs.
I agree, go Cavs. We'll respond to what he had to say and the road ahead for the Cavaliers on 92.3 The Fan. And I think that is part of it. I think the offensive system, there was no offensive system. And I think we just have to deal with that. Like, maybe they had some plays. I'm sure they had some. It'd be really hard to win in the NBA without any plays. But there wasn't the kind of attention to detail offensively. And it's so funny, like, the spacing is a huge part of it. Like, watch the guys move. There is movement off ball now, in a way. Also, it might be the same two guys bringing the ball up, but how the ball moves once it gets into the half court, including when it goes to Evan, when it goes to one of the bigs, when it goes to anybody.
Well, the touches are such a big thing. That's why I asked him about the touches with Evan Mobley, because like if you dive deep into it, like it's night and day. And the only person that's taken a step back in that regard is Donovan. And it's kind of fascinating when you really kind of dive into where the offense has changed and how it's looked. And I think last year we talked about like offensive sets and all this other stuff. Last year just felt like a lot of the time Donovan go out there and score a bunch of points.
Yeah, well, or...
And
well,
you don't have that vibe.
Or this is Donovan's possession, this is Darius's. And now there weren't really Evan possessions. So, like, it's so funny to watch it because it is that idea, like, when you saw Donovan bring the ball up last year, you're like, all right, he's going to take the shot. The question is he going to get it back off another pass?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to swing it around just enough to get it back to Donovan to try and get spacing? Now... there is credible fear at any given moment. Anybody who touches the ball is going to shoot it and make it.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, but I will say, I think you have said this before. I think some of this, some of the magic early is just, well, you're not JB and we feel free. Like, okay, you didn't rhyme like Seuss, but like you've mentioned
no
before, like
in front of Seuss. Okay.
there is power in the NBA of just, you're not the guy we all despised. And so I think if you put those two things together with rotations, and that's the Kenny Atkinson effect. If you just say one, I think you're wrong. It's all three things.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out, like even the Ty Jerome stuff is just so confusing to me. I'm trying to figure out how much credit we give these guys and how much we're looking at it and just saying they're just playing really good basketball right now.
So I think that probably is a better question to be answered 30 games from now.
Yeah.
But you can't, I mean, you could do that with anything in the NBA. With more sample size, I'll look smarter when I answer.
Well, I mean, think about it. That's why, the reason why they created the NBA Cup is because they want us to be talking about these type of things. They want us to have interest in the league right now, where the interest, I mean, it's been a hard sell early on in the NBA season, but not for Cavs fans. I mean, I told you last night, I watched more Cavs basketball. I watched the whole entire game, but in most weeks, if it was a Cavs regular season basketball and Monday Night Football, listen, I love the Cavs, but Monday Night Football is winning that battle more times than not. It didn't last night.
Well, and I just, like, I think, so to get back, you had a question that I said, tell me, I'll tell you in 30 games like a smartass. What was the question that you asked? Am I calling too far back? Does anybody?
A little too far back for that one.
Well, because I had a really great answer for it. Now I realize I've stalled the entire segment.
I agree. Go Cavs.
So what do you think? The second most wins to start a season?
By the way, AC did not want anything to do with getting on the win streak bandwagon.
Yeah, but then... Okay, that's the early part of the interview. But we asked him later in the interview, he's like, man, I'm really enjoying this win streak, but I'd love one of those NBA cups. I was like, wait, I'm pretty sure you just said the opposite of this earlier, that, you know, don't want to get too high, too low. It's nice.
Wait, nobody said he wanted the NBA cup. That's not saying he wants the win streak necessarily. That's just saying he wants the NBA cup.
We might have to go to the referee here, Jax.
That doubles down on the idea.
Did he say how much he really wanted this win streak?
He 100% did, because I looked at you and was like, didn't he just say?
So Jax is kind of the worst person to be looking at.
AC flip-flopped is what you're saying?
He totally, yes. He said he wanted both.
Like he's James Harden. Okay.
But the best part is Jax is the worst person to look at if you're trying not to giggle yourself. So I heard him say it, and I immediately smirked because I heard him say early in the interview, let's not make too big of a deal out of this. And so I smirk and look up, and Jax is belly laughing, and I'm like, well, I'm screwed. I think that was one of two times I had to turn off my mic because I was belly laughing like a jerk.
Okay.
That and the hiccup. The hiccup got me.
Yeah, the hiccup got me too.
Yeah. I was like, that's relatable, man. I hiccup too. I hate that bleep. Tim, welcome to the show. All right, you can choose one of these. The second best fast start record in NBA history, 16-0 or better.
Now, careful, Tim. A lot of stakes on this.
Or the NBA Cup. Which one do you choose?
Oh,
I can't believe you'd say that, Tim.
Tim, how insulting.
I mean, that is. The dude waited 25 minutes for that.
I can't believe it.
All right.
Can't believe what I just heard.
Robert, I do not want to hear anything else other than if you want the second best win streak to start a season ever or the NBA Cup for the Cavs.
If you didn't want to hear anything else, you'll hear it Thursday when I drop everything off.
I don't know what that means.
All right. Answer
Nick knows what
the
I mean.
Freaking
no, I'll answer, no, I
question.
Will. I will before you say something you have to dump, all right?
All right, answer the question.
So, all right. Don't give me the garbage cup that's no better than a paperweight. Don't give me a 16-0 record or better. No, I want a 31-0 record or better to start the season, and here's why. Because stop laughing and look at the schedule.
I'm laughing at
that,
and here's
right?
why, like you're on sports science, and here's yeah. why.
We'll pull up when I'm talking. Pull up the schedule for December. The December 30th and December 31st, the last two games of the year, this regular.
I'm sorry.
That was the right call.
No.
That was the right call.
I asked you an or question.
It was the right call.
And then you said, I want 31-0. Robert, you're one of the most dedicated members of the listening audience here. You are a beloved Cleveland institution as a caller.
Huh?
Recent institution. And then you can't even get with the or. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Next time, I gave you three chances. You're going to have to answer the or.
I mean, you are asking people like, hey, do you want like a nice salad or do you want like a nice turkey sandwich? You're not really like enticing people with the
You would eat either one of those on any given day.
And I would take the NBA
Cup. You just ate plant-based crap earlier.
I did. It was like it was plant-based meatballs. It actually tasted like real meatballs. I was very impressed. Bad buy. I didn't mean to buy it. I got confused at the store. I'm like, how old am I? I got very confused at the store.
In case we missed it, next on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.